what your whack granola has. Chatting up the neighbors just to make you feel better. You a fucking gentrifier. Trash.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Hannah, and you're listening to This Is Not Fine on CADR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. This is the first ever episode of This Is Not Fine, a show where I talk about everything that is not fine. I'll be ranting about serious stuff, silly stuff, and just stuff in between. So come along with me for your healthy dose of rage about culture, media, and society. I'll also be playing some cool music. So before I start, I want to be real with you folks for a second. The world is a dumpster fire, right? Yeah, obviously. And anybody who disagrees, denial is sweet. And what is even sweeter? Privilege. So, for the debut episode of This Is Not Fine, I am going to talk about one of my biggest pet peeves ever. People who wear shoes inside. What is up with that, people? Reason number one is, it is disrespectful. In many parts of the world, such as South Asia, East Asia, the Middle East, it is part of their tradition to remove shoes before you enter your or someone else's home. It is considered disrespectful for cultural and religious reasons to wear shoes inside. Hygiene is a big part of it for sure, but also, it's rude. I mean, I want my floors and my home to be a clean space and don't want you walking around with your dirty bluntstones inside. Growing up, I remember my dad was such a stickler about this. This friend of mine would always forget to take off her shoes when she visited me, and my dad would try to tell me with his eyes, if I can tell my friend to not wear shoes inside her house. Yeah, it was hella awkward. And I would think to myself that my dad needs to chill. You know, like any other angsty teenager. But guess what? I am my dad now. As adults, like, you do you. It's your house, whatever. But if you're at someone else's place, here's the thing. If you're unsure what to do, just ask your host. Or if you live with roommates, check with them to see if they're comfortable with you wearing shoes inside. Now, before I go into reason number two, it's time for that cool music that I promised. So I want to start us off with Little Miss Canada by Horse Pavar, and after that I will play Snake Tongue by The Beaches.
Little bitch lurking on my shit, I can't handle this, so I call it quits. Little bitch, she can't fuck like this. How you shot, you miss, I'm still hella pissed. I'm a hot-headed bitch with a tongue ice cold, brown skin with a thick ass, yeah, she from the north. I'm a hot-headed bitch with a tongue ice cold, you lucky if I spit it while I lick it, get froze. Yeah, city, yeah, I'm into your
little bitch.
Purpose of this whole record was to burn the bridge. Born in Richmond, yeah, you know I'll fucking die rich. Last name power, I'ma reap the benefits. Little Miss Canada, no, I'm not a fan of ya. Fuck your Western beauty standards, put down all your cameras. Cause I'm about to do a performance art piece for you fake woke-ass
motherfucker.
I'm a feminist, but I fucking hate your bitch. Downplayed the hoe, then you made the switch. You look like a man, but act like a kid. Now you coming back for more, I don't need this shit. Choke on a dick, blood on a stick, say it again. Making a hit, made it legit, made a bitch mad, now on the shit. Seeing a man like a Papa Chicken sandwich, not a cam girl, but I'm taking on your bandwidth. You can fuck every single girl on the planet, but they ain't me. I'm a hot-headed bitch with a tongue ice cold, brown skin with a thick ass, yeah, she from the north. I'm a hot-headed bitch with a tongue ice cold, you lucky if I spit.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back. You just heard Little Miss Canada by Horse Pouvoir and Snake Tongue by The Beaches. So back to our topic today, to wear or not to wear shoes inside. Ah, the confusion. I'm joking. There is no confusion. It is simple, and the answer is don't do it. So, reason number two, which goes without saying, it is gross. You're physically tracking dirt, mud, and God knows what inside your house. Think about all that bacteria stuck to the bottom of your shoes. If you don't believe me, let me share this research that I found. This professor at University of Arizona, Dr. Charles Gerba, who teaches microbiology and environmental sciences, he studied the bacteria on the bottom of shoes, and here's what he found. If you wear your shoes for just 1 month, 93% of your shoes will have fecal bacteria on the bottom. And where is that coming from? Well, largely pet waste and splashes from the toilet and public bathroom floors. The professor also found a bacteria called E. coli, which is usually harmless but sometimes can make you sick, cause diarrhea, UTIs, respiratory illness, pneumonia, and other illnesses. And this has been confirmed by CDC. Watch out, especially if your place and the house you're visiting has a toddler, because, you know, kids love nothing more than sticking anything on the floor into their mouths. If you or someone you know is immunocompromised or have allergy issues, definitely take off shoes because shoes can pick up mold and allergens like pollen, etc. So on that note, folks, I will take another short break. I am going to play Your Ex-Lover is Dead by Stars, and next up is My Babe by White Horse.
When there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire.
Strange to see you again, introduced by a friend of a friend, smiled and said, yes, I think we've met before. In that instant it started to pour, captured a taxi despite all the rain. We drove in silence across Pontchartrain, and all of that time
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Hello again. You're listening to This Is Not Fine, a show where I talk about anything and everything that is not fine, only on CIDR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I just want to say I really appreciate you for sticking around. So that was a music-infused break. You heard Your Ex-Lover Is Dead by Stars and then My Babe by White Horse. Okay, something I've been thinking about. I have a serious grievance here. Remember watching 90s sitcoms and seeing Phoebe walking inside with her boots and Jerry Seinfeld lying on the couch with his shoes on? I think about it now and realize how absurd it was. Like many of you, I grew up watching American TV and Hollywood and never really questioned it, you know, because it always felt like the norm. And anything that I did or my friends did was outside the mainstream culture, if that makes sense. I get it, though. You don't want to interrupt the flow of the scene by making your actors take off their shoes. But it's not even just about that. It's just a culture. And also, it takes less than a minute, people. Come on. On the flip side, I have a distinct memory of watching South Asian dramas with my mom where old uncles would be entering the house and it would pivot to the shoe rack, the very familiar shoe rack, and they would take off their chappals or sandals. And that just felt so natural. Forget everything else for a second. The sweet feeling of taking your shoes off after a long day is one of my favorite feelings. And of course, it allows your feet to take a breather. So, on the note of taking a breather, time for another break. You will listen to two English bands that I have been really vibing to these days. Here's I Don't Want to Talk, I Just Wanna Dance by Glass Animals and You and Me by Alt J. I don't wanna talk, baby, I just wanna dance. I don't wanna talk, no more living in the past, baby, don't-
stay for the rest of my life. I get open to the memory of a day for the rest of my life. I get open to the memory of a day for the rest of my life. I get open to the memory of a day for the rest of my life.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Welcome back to the final segment. I just want to share a few more thoughts before we part ways. So folks, if you're like me and don't like walking around barefoot, just buy home slippers or flip-flops. Something funny that happened a few weeks ago, a friend of mine was visiting and she saw me wearing these pink slippers. They're like rubber slippers and they have these like white lines on the band at the top. I'm really butchering the explanation, but point is she pointed at them and she's like, oh, those are immigrant slippers. And I thought that was really funny and true. So, yeah, walking barefoot for extended periods of time can hurt our feet and isn't good for us. Besides, some people have specific needs, such as like having to wear medicated shoes. And in that case, you can just have separate indoor shoes for yourself, you know? On that note, it is time for me to say goodbye. Thanks so much, folks, for listening. I'm going to leave you with No Shoes on the Rug, Leave Them at the Door by IDK, and Your English is Good by Tokyo Police Club. Until next time, take care.
You have 10 minutes remaining on this call.
You, no, no evil, no flaws. Your evil long pause, my evil long go, go, go. I leave my shoes at the door. No mud on the floor unless my mama ain't home. I clean after myself when I floor. I leave no messes at all. I hope she don't leave her keys on the shelf and come back to see the mess on the floor and see my shoes on the rug when they should be at the door.
I was supposed to be a doctor or something, on a roll like my auntie and cousins, but instead I was a robber or something, till they caught me red-handed like my arm in the oven. Goddamn, Jay, do you do anything right? Goddamn, Jay, you can barely read or write. Goddamn, Jay, you never ever get good grades. Goddamn, Jay, you can barely pass fifth grade. That's what my mama would say, and it would eat at my mind. I used to think all the time, if I could be a good boy, she'd probably love me a lot. The only time I felt love was when I went down the block, across the street from the house, just down the street from the shop. That's where the bad boys hung, and mama said don't go, but I would go anyway, that's where I felt at home.
5 minutes remaining.
No wonder my life went down, 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 down. No wonder my life went down, 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 down. Did you go around the block by the shop?
No.
Was that you with them boys throwing rocks?
No.
Was that your friend on the news that I saw?
No.
Was that your name spray painted on the wall?
No.
Did you go around the block by the shop?
No.
Was that you with them boys throwing rocks?
No.
Was that your friend on the news that I saw?
No.
Was that your name spray painted on the wall? We getting it and we gon' make it and they gon' hate it and I'm his favorite, I can't deny it. I'm a straight rider, but when we get together, the electric sliding grandma. Bumping in my headphones on the way to school on a school bus where the cool ones usually the act of fool ones and the new ones usually the ones they pick on. That was me. The whole class used to laugh at me. They used to say, get away from Jay, he a African, and everybody knows that them Africans stink. A booty scratcher that never scratched on my ass differently than a regular human with itchy cheeks. Got me like, fuck this elementary, and if I had a knife, I'd probably cut this elementary. My grades been fucked since the first grade, and that ain't about to change, so your honor roll will never mention me. And mama ain't gonna never love me.
The reason why she come home after work and never hug me. That's the shit that make your life feel forever ugly. So I covered up my face with the ski mask. Bet the hoes gonna love me with my ski mask. But when my ass got caught, everybody went ghost. But the one that I used to think hated me the most. I love you, mama. Did you need a couple dollars on your books?
Yeah.
Do you have enough covers on your bunk?
Yeah.
Do your cellmates give you any problems? If they do, what's the jailhouse number? I'ma call them.
No.
Do you understand what I was trying to say?
Yeah.
Oh, now you understand what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
But even though you make me mad and never listen, you my baby and I'm still going love.
This call has ended. Goodbye.
Don't need to change.
Oh, give us your vote.